Well, happy Halloween, everybody. It is the 31st of October, and my message today is the silence of the clams. In 1991, a film was released called The Silence of the Lambs. It cost $19 million to make the film, but it grossed over $272.7 million. It became a great American horror thriller film. In the film, Jodie Foster, she plays a young FBI trainee seeking the advice of the imprisoned Dr. Hannibal Lecter to apprehend this other serial killer. I'm thinking of a sequel called The Silence of the Clams. It is a murder mystery of the billions of Christian men who are being slowly killed by their porn addiction, yet remain clammed up and won't talk about it to anyone. I hear about it and I read about it on a daily basis. I call it the side effect of sexual brokenness. We have this sin in our lives, which is so common that the numbers would astound you, but still, we have so much shame and we're afraid of what would happen if we were to tell anyone. If you're a man in church and open up to another man in your church, there's at least a 60% chance that they have the same struggle. Or if you're a woman, that number's more around 30%. But it is this fear and shame that causes the silence of the clams. I know. Look, I lived with that fear for 8 years, and I was a senior pastor. So I know this shame and what is at stake if you were to get honest. This powerful fear of being found out keeps you in the darkness and you believe you cannot tell anyone. So you basically surmise that you have three options. One, I can tell the truth and live with the consequences, but that sounds horrible. Two, I can keep it a secret and just live with it. After all, it does give me some pleasure. Or three, I can just quit trying to quit without anybody finding out. Or I'll just try to do it on my own. Good luck with that. Now, options two and three always seem the best because they're the most painless. But let me be blunt. How many years have you been trying those options and failing? As your addiction grows deeper and you are acting out more frequently and the intensity increases, rest assured that God will keep his promise in Galatians 6:7, quote, "Do not be deceived, God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows." So here's the choice. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of all this crap, either you will be found out by your wife or a friend or a boss or your kids, and there's going to be a major train wreck with the likelihood of your survival being minimal. Or you can step forward and be honest with someone who can help you, which is, I promise you, 1,000 times better. Well, if you're reading this or listening to this, and you've already at least taken the step of reaching out for help to me and listening or reading the emails or podcasts that come 6 days a week, but I'm afraid that's just not going to be enough. Reading an email, listening to a podcast, even daily, is not going to fix the problem. It can be helpful to encourage you, but it is not the solution. It's only part of the solution. So here are the choices you face. Either one, keep doing what you're doing, which is not working, and wait for that train wreck to happen. Or two, you be bold and courageous and take the first step by finding someone you can safely trust and be honest with them about what is happening and what you've fallen into. I know you think, but there will be repercussions, Satan whispers in our head. Yeah, you know what? There will be. But you're already having repercussions. You're living in fear and shame. You're angry at yourself. You're clammed up so nobody knows the real you and destroying any chance you might have at any real intimacy with another person or even with God. You live with deep feelings of shame and that you're the only one who must have this problem. Well, let me tell you the one statistic that I believe is absolutely true. Every Christian man must learn to deal with sexual temptation. Some can handle it, but most do not. Porn is just too available, too effective a relief from stress, and feels too good for a time. Then the shame and self-condemnation returns, and you're tempted to act out all over again. Listen, here in 180 Ministries, I've developed a solution that will help you. 2 years ago, we began online support teams, and now there are 12 of them helping over 100 men get the help and support they need to begin to experience more freedom. They're receiving daily encouragement from me, weekly accountability as they work through my biblical and Christ-centered program, and then they have a place where they can tell the truth with no condemnation and find other men who are there helping one another. Plus, in these groups, they give daily support to the men by texting one another and even calling one another, so at no time does anyone have to be alone. You want to do it, I know, but you're afraid. I've been there. And I promise you, there is life after the silence of the clams ends. So please email me, Doyle, D-O-Y-E-L, at me.com, Doyle at me.com, for information on how to sit in on one of our online support teams as my guest, and I'll be there too. And that email can become the starting point to a real recovery from your sexual brokenness. Listen, this is my calling, and this is what I'm helping other men do, and I want to help you as well. Just email me, and I'll respond, and we'll go on from there. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcasts. God bless you, my friends. I really want to see you begin to make progress and get the help you need. This is John Doyle. I hope you have a great day in the Lord, and we'll talk more tomorrow. Goodbye.